This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines and the strange tale of healthcare legislation up on Capitol Hill. It just keeps getting stranger. Now the Democrats, under the leadership of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are seriously considering moving forward and passing the healthcare legislation approved by the Senate back in December without actually voting on it. We talked about this a couple of days ago with Grace Marie Turner and some other members of Congress. The rule is called deem and pass. Basically, what will happen is that the House Rules Committee will call for a vote on a House rule that will begin the process of considering the reconciliation language that is designed to fix the underlying bill. In the process, they will consider the underlying bill already approved without actually voting on it. Not surprisingly, congressional Republicans outraged. We begin with Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell.
Speaker Pelosi can't get enough of her Democratic majority to vote for the Senate version of the bill. So she and her allies have concocted a way to pass it without actually casting a vote on it.
John Boehner is the leader of House Republicans. He says if Democrats think the American people are going to be okay with this type of process on a bill this important, they've got another thing coming.
This is the biggest vote that most members will ever cast. You can't hide from it. And the American people will never accept some trickery to try to make this bill become law.
The bottom line here, of course, is that Pelosi, by suggesting this strategy, is basically putting her cards on the table that she has not accumulated the 216 votes necessary in order to approve the bill on a simple up or down vote in the House of Representatives. The vote counts are supposedly all over the place, with some saying the Democrats don't even have 200 votes at this point, meaning they're well short. Outside the Capitol today, at a rally opposing the legislation, House Conference Chairman Mike Pence, Republican of Indiana, explained to the Democratic leaders that you can't pass legislation without voting on it.
For a bill to become a law, Mr. President, Madam Speaker, Senator Reid, it has to pass the House. It has to pass the Senate. If your bill can't pass the House, scrap the bill, start over, and let's build health care reform in the interests of the American people.
Also speaking at the rally, sponsored by a number of Tea Party organizations, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, she says the American people have spoken loudly and clearly about what they think of this legislation.
They couldn't get this through in the fall. They thought they'd have a Christmas present, didn't they?
Yeah.
Harry Reid took a vote on Christmas Eve, and what happened after that? The American people said no. They gave us Scott Brown in Massachusetts.
The Democrats are fighting back, though. New York Congresswoman Louise Slaughter is chairwoman of the House Rules Committee, and she will be the shepherd of this plan to approve the Senate health care bill without actually voting on it. She says this is not unconstitutional.
There is no way in the world we would be doing an unconstitutional thing. We are the Rules Committee. We work with the parliamentarians all the time. But the notion that we would persist here since the 30s and something's totally unconstitutional would defy belief, I would think.
As you just heard, Slaughter says this method of deem and pass has been used for decades, and those who criticize its use now know better.
It has been done here since the 1930s over and over again. Most people, I think, in the House at this point have voted for something exactly like it or very similar during their congressional career. It really is too bad that this kind of misinformation is made out so readily to people by people who absolutely know better.
That is a drastic distortion of the truth, according to the previous chairman of the House Rules Committee, California Republican David Dreyer. Mr. Dreyer spoke with me earlier today and said, yes, deem and pass has been used, but never like this.
Deem and pass is not unprecedented. It's been done in the past, but everyone acknowledges last night, Lawrence O'Donnell acknowledged it's never been done on something of this magnitude before. And, you know, this is what it is that they're trying to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's been done to increase the debt ceiling, and you know, it's been done under both political parties. So I don't say it's never been done. But when you've got something that is this clear, the idea of not having any debate on it and just going to a vote, that is clearly unprecedented.
And, of course, one of the issues here is political cover for vulnerable Democratic members of the House of Representatives who can potentially go back home and try to claim that they did not support a very unpopular piece of legislation. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, talking to me earlier today, says there's no way that members will get away with that argument.
No way that's going to provide political cover. I mean, these guys are just crazy. I mean, it's like, do they really think the American people are crazy? Do they think we're that stupid that they can play this parliamentary procedural game and we not see through that. I mean, it's almost like the basic argument they give. They say we're going to attempt to insure 30 million more Americans, and it's not going to add anything to the deficit and the debt.
To hear my entire conversations with Congressman David Dreyer, Congressman Jim Jordan, as well as South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Also speaking out today is former Pennsylvania Congresswoman Marjorie Margolis. She was a one-term member of the House of Representatives from the Keystone State who cast the deciding vote for the very unpopular Clinton tax increases in 1993. Today, speaking on MSNBC, the former congresswoman gave some very startling advice.
People don't call into your office if they like what you are doing. They call into your office when they say, don't go for it. So don't listen to that. Listen to your change agent. Listen to the Pericleses of the world who say, go down there to lead and not to be led.
Did I mention that Margolis was a one-term member of Congress? Turning to other news today, but staying with the Congressional Front and the Tea Party movement, Tea Party activists in New Jersey are happy today following an appeals court ruling that says they can move forward with their effort to recall Garden State U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. Menendez still plans to appeal that decision. His lawyer says that there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that allows the recall of a sitting federal lawmaker. However, New Jersey is one of 18 states that do allow the recall of statewide officials. And one other note today, in the war on terror, the Lockerbie bomber, you remember him, Abdel Basset Ali al-Magrahi, he was released back in August because he supposedly had 3 months left to live due to a terminal bout of prostate cancer. Well, now it's being reported that he's taking a cancer drug that could keep him alive for at least 5 more years. Al-Magrahi was prescribed chemotherapy treatment after returning to Libya back in August. On Sunday, it was reported he wasn't given the drug while he was in Greenock Prison in Scotland, amid claims he could have been kept behind bars if he had taken the medication. Back in Scotland, opposition justice spokesman Bill Aitken has demanded answers on this scandal from Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill, saying, quote, was the existence of a drug which is reportedly now extending the life of the Lockerbie bomber included in any of the reports Kenny McCaskill read before making the decision to release him? Magrahi was sentenced to life in prison for the 1988 bombing that killed 270 people, 170 of which were Americans. Of course, it's now been 7 months since Magrahi was released. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.